They had been there all the while, it seemed, waiting in the shadows for me to stop moving. And every time the wind-up bird came to my yard to wind its spring, the world descended more deeply into chaos. I rinsed my mouth and went on looking at my face for a time. I can't find the image, I said to myself. I'm 30, I'm standing still, and I can't find the image. When I came from the bathroom to the bedroom, Kumiko was asleep. 11. Enter Lieutenant Mamiya. What came from the warm mud? Eau de Cologne. 3 days later, Tokutaro Mamiya rang. At 7:30 in the morning, I was eating breakfast with Kumiko.
I am very, very sorry to call you so early in the morning. I do hope I haven't woken you,
said Mr. Mamiya, sounding genuinely apologetic. I assured him that it was all right. I woke up every morning shortly after 6. He thanked me for my postcard and explained that he wanted to get me before I left for work this morning, adding that he would be most grateful if I could see him briefly today during my lunch break. He was hoping to take an evening bullet train back to Hiroshima. He had planned to have more time here, he said, but something had come up that made it necessary for him to return home as soon as possible. I pointed out that I was presently unemployed, that I was free all day, and that I could see him at his convenience, be it morning, noon, afternoon, or whatever.
But surely you must have something planned at some point in the day? He inquired with the utmost politeness.
I had no plan at all, I replied.
That being the case, might I be permitted to call upon you at your residence this morning at 10 o'clock?
That would be fine. Only after I hung up did it occur to me that I had forgotten to tell him how to find our house from the station. Oh, well, I figured. He knows the address. He can make his way here if he wants to.
Who was that?
Asked Kumiko.
The guy who's distributing Mr. Honda's keepsakes. He's going to bring mine here later this morning.
No kidding. She took a sip of coffee and spread butter on her toast.
That's very nice of him.
It is.
By the way, she said, shouldn't we, or at least you, go to pay our respects at Mr. Honda's, burn a stick of incense, that sort of thing?
Good idea. I'll ask him about that. Preparing to leave the house, Kumiko asked me to zip her dress up. It was a tight fit and took some doing. She was wearing a lovely fragrance behind her ears, something perfect for a summer morning. New cologne? I asked. Instead of answering, she glanced at her watch and reached up to fix her hair.
I'm late, she said,
and took her handbag from the table. I had straightened up the little room that Kumiko used for work and was emptying the wastebasket when I noticed a yellow ribbon she had thrown away. It was peeking out from under a crumpled sheet of writing paper and a few pieces of junk mail. Its bright, glossy yellow was what had caught my eye. It was the kind of ribbon used to wrap presents, the bow tied in the shape of a flower. I picked it up out of the wastebasket and examined it. The ribbon had been discarded, along with some wrapping paper, from the Matsuya department store. Under the paper was a box bearing the Christian Dior label. The lining inside the box formed the shape of a bottle. Judging from the box, this had been a pretty expensive item. I took it with me to the bathroom and opened Kumiko's cosmetics cabinet. Inside was a virtually unused bottle of Christian Dior Eau de Cologne, shaped like the hollow in the box. I opened the bottle's gold-colored cap and took a sniff. It was the same fragrance I had smelled behind Kumiko's ears. I sat on the sofa, drinking the rest of my morning coffee and collecting my thoughts. Someone had obviously given Kumiko a gift, an expensive gift. Bought it at the Matsuya department store and had it wrapped with a ribbon. If the person who did this was a man, he was someone close to Kumiko. Men didn't give women, especially married women, cologne unless their relationship was a close one. If a woman friend had given it to her. But did women give eau de cologne to other women? I could not be sure. One thing I could be sure of, though, was that there was no